from KQED.
Every Thursday night at the Intertribal Friendship House in Oakland, there's a community dinner and dance. Before dinner, 19-year-old Juliet Small holds dance classes for little Native American girls. She identifies as Apache, Navajo, Cherokee, and Azteca. Juliet went to a powwow when she was three and hasn't stopped dancing since. She tells us about it as part of our ongoing series of first-person health profiles.
Don't stop, don't stop. Song's not finished.
Growing up in, you know, Oakland area, there's not a lot of outlets for people to get away from the negative aspects of life. There's always so many things where, like, you can get caught up in, you know, hanging out with the wrong people, doing the wrong things with those people. But because I've always had dancing, it's always kept me on the right path to where I want to dance for myself, to keep up with my culture, and to share my culture with everybody else. And when I dance, I'm extremely happy, no negative thoughts, and it's just, I feel light. I feel like just relieved of stress.
Make sure you know when you do fancy, your footwork is a lot bigger. It's a lot more movement.
The most inspiring thing about dancing and about teaching this class is that you have 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds coming to dance class who are ready to dance and who tell their parents every day, I want to go to dance class, I want to go to dance class. And their parents can be tired and they'll tell me, my daughter just had to come today. She just had to be here. And it makes me really happy to see that kids want to keep going with their tradition. They want to keep their culture alive. With teaching them these stories, with teaching them our tradition and our culture, I'm bringing them healing and health because they can share it with other people. They can share it with their sisters, their brothers, their aunties, their uncles, people who carry bad medicine within them, and explain to them why it's healing for them. And within their own person, within their own selves, they'll be able to heal themselves based on the stories and the teachings. With the jingle dress, it's a healing dress because it's not exactly like a medicine that you take, but it's a medicine with prayer. And with the jingles, your prayers are taken up to Creator, who is there to heal you. So for me, I started doing jingle because my cousin was in the hospital. She wasn't supposed to survive the hospital because she'd had multiple seizures. And with that, I started doing jingle dress. I didn't have a jingle dress of my own, but I started doing the style. Every day, I would go around and I'd dance 4 times around the circle, and I'd pray while I was dancing. She wasn't supposed to make it more than a month. And 2 months later, after I've danced every day, she was out of the hospital.
Juliet Small was interviewed by Zadie Stavely. You can listen to more of these community health profiles online at californiareport.org.